Sorry. Getting that girl pretty. She's beautiful. Not the little, not the reindeer. Baby.
And it's not Rudolph.
Nope, not Rudolph. Okay, we're going to go. I've been wanting to go through Sister Shepherd's Dream because it is really, really wonderful. Get back over there. Now, Brother Brown, in blasphemous names, he comes up and he didn't explain it in Statue of Perfect Man because I don't think he really, I'm sure he's understood the dream. All right, come on, work.
We'll work.
Hello. Well, if it don't, we'll get it on the video. But I want to read this. Now look, paragraph 101. She was worried about it, so she laid down across the duophone, and this is Sister Shepherd. She dreamed she was on a mountain. And in this mountain, the best, I haven't got the paper before, but I think it's like this. Because remember, Brother Branham seen the dream. He's a prophet. He saw the dream, told her the interpretation. All right. She dreamed that she saw a rock box, like a framework, sitting right in top of this mountain. Okay? Now it can't sit. It couldn't sit right here. Everybody see that? It ain't flat. It sits right here. That's where it was sitting. Right? Because headstone hadn't come yet. And she saw a large man. Her husband was behind her. She saw a large man standing there with work clothes on, sleeves rolled up, bailing the most pure water that she ever seen and pouring it to a box. This rock box sitting on top of the mountain. And the rock box would not hold the water. It rolled right out over there and just boiled up all the trash and sticks. May I say, all the aching. Back to what we were just talking about. This is boiling the Akins out of our camp. Because to me, these are the Akins. These are the things that we... What did Akin do? He did something he should not have done. He knew better. Because remember, God said, don't take nothing. Destroy it all. Don't take anything. All right? That's the same thing with this. How are we going to have temperance if we got that little root of bitterness in us? Or brotherly kindness, if we got that little root of bitterness or something in us? You know, we can't do that. Okay? Things still hadn't turned on. The rock box would not hold the water. I want you to pay attention. The rock box would not hold the water. Now, Brother Ram's going to explain what this is, so listen. It just boiled up all the trash and sticks. Now, realize in your mind, here's a guy standing on a mountain pouring water in a box, and the box is boiling up with water, but there's sticks and trash rolling out over that water, in the water, coming out. See, that's the type of God pouring the Word in, the water of the Word, and burnt and taking all the trash out. So we still have trash going up the pyramid.
Yes.
Just like I said, there was an Achan in the camp, and he was already in the promised land. So right here's the promised land. Faith, that's our promised land. That's the faith seed of Abraham. That's our promised land. Circumcision, not of the flesh, but of the heart. Yes. Hallelujah. Okay. Just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. There you go. Okay. And she was asked, and boiled it out, rolled down the mountain, and it rolled over her feet. Feet means what? Redemption. Feet means redemption. Remember, I preached the sermon on feet, footprints, feet means redemption.
Possession.
My possession. You're exactly correct. All right? And it rolled over her feet, and she was standing right in that stuff, only it didn't stick to her. Got it? It didn't stick to her. Things come. Just don't let it stick to you.
That's right.
It's like Sister Johnny and I were talking about. You know, something may rise up in you, but if you put that in some kind of soil and let it, yeah, you're in bad shape. Brother Brown said you can't help the thought coming, but you just put it away. All right, can't help the birds flying over your head, but don't let them make a nest in your head. Only it didn't stick to her. And when she asked why the box didn't hold it, the man said, that is not water, that's the Holy Ghost. All right, I said it was a word, but isn't the Holy Ghost a word? Okay? So I'm not saying something Brother Ram didn't say. All right? The Holy Ghost is the word is the Holy Ghost. The only way you're going to get the word is to have the Holy Ghost. And then who burns it out? The Holy Ghost burns it out by the revealed word. All right? I want to say revealed word, because not by the word. because the letter killeth. All right, it's by the reveal word. This is not water, that's the Holy Ghost. Now, you know who that man was, don't you? That man was Brother Branham. The man up there pouring the water in was Brother Branham. He was the only one that was able at that moment to teach that woman how to get up that statue of a perfect man.
Right.
God, through Brother Branham, through the Holy Ghost,
right,
he was pouring that water in. And said then he went back and got another big bucket. And it was full of honey. See, now Brother Branham goes and gets the bucket. He's the only one that can preach brotherly kindness the way it should have been. Because that's what that honey is. All right? Now it will hold this. He poured the honey into the bucket. And she thought that the box was a rock box, was going to burst out and spill the honey. But it didn't. It finally stuck together and held it. Everybody imagining this. I imagine a box sitting on top of a mountain, God pouring water in it, and it's just leaking everywhere. Water's coming all over the place. You're not amening, right? All over the place. And then all of a sudden, he goes, gets another bucket of honey, pours the honey in, and you know what honey does? I do. We do. Honey lines everything, man. It goes in every hole, every crevice, every crack, and seals it up. All right?
My question is, so could we say that brotherly kindness lets you be able to be filled with the word?
Exactly. If you don't have, that's what I'm getting to. Quit preaching with sermon. If you,
this I paid a lot less.
I told y'all brotherly kindness was the key, did I not?
Yes.
All this depends on this coming.
That's right.
You got to be here before the headstone can come.
That's right.
It can't come down here because look, that won't fit. It's too little. It'll fit right there. But, buddy, it'll fit right there.
That's right.
Right on that brotherly kindness. That's why I'm telling you, brotherly kindness is the most important. Because that's the difference between all the other ages and that headstone coming down. Now, Brother Branham, they said, Brother Branham, you couldn't tell who his enemy or who his friends were. He had brotherly kindness. He couldn't stand up and preach that without having it. Now, Peter did. Peter, James, and John. And Paul had brotherly kindness. They had the Holy Spirit melding it together, but they didn't have enough of the Word to bring that. Okay? This is the opening of the seals. This is Brother Randall's message, a pyramid inside of a pyramid. This is the prophet's message right here. That's what he come to bring. He said, not in the years of restoration. Got it? Not in the years. This is restoration. People's already had this. This is not something new that we're going to get that nobody else had. The first church age had brotherly kindness.
Right.
All these virtues were working in the book of Acts. If you want to see the pyramid work, read the book of Acts. That's why we went back and read the book of Acts, where they had all things common. They brought all the money in, and they let Peter, James, and them distribute the money out. And that's because they had brotherly kindness. It wasn't like, well, I don't know what they're going to do with that. No, they trusted that brother with the Holy Ghost to do that because he had all these other things working in his life. Now look, they would have perceived that he didn't have knowledge or patience. Peter, James, and them didn't have all these. I wouldn't give it to them either. They weren't a novice. When they received the Holy Ghost, 120 in the upper room received the Holy Ghost, they were right here. Because Jesus himself, the Word, preached to them every day for 3.5 years. And it had an effect on them. They held it. The Bible said they took the Word and held it. They didn't. You know, you seem outwardly that Peter wasn't getting it. Because Peter was always messing up. But something inside of Peter was getting it, because if not, God wouldn't have put him the first man standing on the porch.
That's right.
And he wasn't as definitely trusted with the keys, because he told him, he said, Peter, whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven. Now, what a responsibility Peter had. So on the day of Pentecost, he walks out and says, repent, brothers, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Key clicked down here, key clicked up there, and God said, you're not getting up here without that. That's what he said. Okay? Now, we know man's ideas turned into Father, Son, Holy Ghost and all those things, and God winked at that ignorance. But the reason Brother Branham brought that message he did from 47 to 63 was to get us back to brotherly kindness, where we could understand how to handle the Word of God. Because remember, power without character. You can have power. Power without character is satanic.
Right. Whoa.
Because you're going to use it wrong.
That's right.
But power with character, you'll be able to use it right.
Amen.
Okay, that's what Brother Brown was meaning when he said power without character is satanic. He was actually, I believe in his mind, he was thinking of the virtues.
Okay.
Godly virtues, not human. I'm talking about God-sent virtue. Right. Mm-hmm. We are not going to get finished with this today. Well, I don't know why in the world we're I'm rambling so much.
That's interesting.
Look at that. She saw, let's see. She turned and went down the mountain. Going down the mountain, she stopped at the bottom of the mountain and looked up, looked back. She saw five streams of pure crystal water, not contaminated by the things that it went through, still pure and clear, coming swiftly. Then it slowed up, then almost fading out. And she was wondering, would it ever reach the bottom of the mountain? Five streams, and she woke up. She said, "Sister, I think that's about as close as it'd be." No more than he picked the letter up, he saw the dream. All right? That's the way dreams are interpreted. And he tells that. Does everybody understand that? A real prophet, if you go tell him a dream, before he interprets that dream, he actually sees the same dream you see. And then God can interpret it. That way you know he's a prophet. Because what, brother, remember many times Brother Branham said, I tell the people they left this out. Why'd you leave that out? Why'd you leave this out? Why'd you leave that out? Why? Because Brother Branham's standing there seeing the whole dream. And they're over here telling him the part they want him to see. So, you know, he's seeing the whole dream, because remember, if a dream comes from God, God don't just take and do like we do and hit delete. Well, that's forever there. It's in an archive somewhere. And the prophet just pulls it out of that archive, and he sits there just like a television screen. He sits right here and watches that dream. So he's watching her dream. Well, I believe that's in the scripture in Daniel. He's talking about Daniel's time of dreaming. And he talks on, I don't mean skipping this, but we need to. Now here's the interpretation of her dream. She was bothered about the Holy Spirit. Now insomuch as she seen the box on top of the mountain was the rock. Rock box. Rock means what? Confession. Alright? Now like Jesus said in scripture, said Peter, who does man say I the Son of Man am? One says Elias, one says Moses. He said, but who do you say I am? Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. Now some people say that he's talking about the Catholic Church. What the rock was, the Roman Catholic Church says it was Peter, right? But it's not. It was that rock confession, right? Not to be disagreeable, but my way of seeing it, it's both wrong. He never built it on Peter. Did he build it on himself? But he built it on Peter's revelation of who he was. Who does man say, I, the Son of Man, am? Thou the Christ, Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon, son of Jonas. Flesh and blood have not revealed this to you. Some seminary, but my Father which is in heaven. Thou art Peter, upon this rock of confession, upon this revelation, I'll build my church. And that's been, each church age has had that rock confession. On top to this rock confession of the Laodicea, which is our age, all right? Now, he cannot make a holy church. There's no such thing as a holy church. He's talking about the Catholic. Our holy organization. The Holy Spirit can be preached in it, but in there you find good and bad, renegades, indifferent, everything else. So an organization will not hold, all right? So therefore, the rock, this latter-day Pentecostal church, which has received the Holy Spirit, they did like they did at the first, all down through the ages. So see, he's not talking about the Pentecostal denomination.
Right?
He's talking about true Pentecost. Everybody's had, if you're born again, you had a true Pentecostal experience, just like they had on the day of Pentecost, but you were part of that 3,000 downstairs that were spirit babes in Christ. Everybody understand that? You weren't like the 120. You weren't born, you weren't birthed with all these virtues working in your life. They have to be walked through. Journey
conquered.
Of life.
Conquered.
They have to be conquered. You're right. Alright? They did like they did at first. All down through the ages, they received the Holy Spirit. But not in the measure that they have it now. Because it's a restoration of the first. Alpha and Omega. Right? As we take the candlesticks, Alpha and Omega, how they lit the first candle. It went higher and higher, got dimmer and dimmer, then come back again, first and last, so forth. Now, but in this church age, the message is being poured into the church. But the church body itself, all together, like this tabernacle will say. That's where she comes to church. This tabernacle is not a Holy Ghost tabernacle. There is no such a thing. Individuals that come into this church is Holy Ghost tabernacle. They are tabernacles that contain the Holy Ghost, but not the church in the body of group. Therefore, it runs out. But what? This man who was pouring the water, the messenger to the church.
Amen.
So he's identifying who it is.
Right.
It's him.
Exactly.
Okay? The messenger to the church, pouring the message into the church. But what was the water doing? It was boiling out all the trash that was in it. That's what the Holy Spirit does, boils it up now. Now, the honey represented brotherly love. So now he's telling you what the honey is. The honey is brotherly love. It's going to seal all this together, because without brotherly love, this, he calls this the true baptism. Now you say, well, then the other one was false. We've had preachers tell it. No. Revelation says that Jesus Christ is the faithful and true witness, not that he was false and then he become true. It's just you're going to see more light of the truth.
Right.
Everybody got that? You're going to see more light of the truth.
That's right.
The faithful and true witness. Jesus was never a false witness.
That's right.
Saying that, well, now he's true. Well, the same way with this right here. Excuse me. Now, the honey represented brotherly love, brotherly kindness, which is this age. I just got through telling, see, of brotherly kindness, the age that we live in now. Now, you might say, look, I sure don't like Brother Neville. I sure don't like Brother Jones. I don't like Brother so-and-so, and something like that. But just let something happen to him. Brother, your heart's broke. It just nearly kills you. We can obtain brotherly kindness and feeling for one another, see, but to maintain in a group of people. So what he's saying is, hard to maintain in a group of people. Am I interpreting that okay?
That's right.
In a group of people, it's hard to maintain brotherly love.
That's right.
Why do you care for that brother? Because you've broken bread with him here at the altar, as we will tonight. You fellowship with him. You shook his hand. You worship with him. He's your brother. And you might do something in the flesh that you would disagree with, because you just kind of stay, which you oughtn't do, but shun him a little. But in the bottom of your heart, if something happened to that brother, it would nearly kill you or that sister. I'm an old man. I was once young. Now I'm old. I've seen it down through the ages. Do that. Hear people say, I just won't have no more to do with him. And something happened to that man that nearly killed him. Thinks, oh God, I let my precious brother go without making friends with him. You see? See? It's brotherly love. It looks like it won't stick. But it does stick. The honey, it sticks. Now, insomuch that she come from there down the hill to the bottom of the hill. Now, this glorious water was gushing over hills in five streams. Now, five is the number of grace. JESUSFAITHGRACE. Five is the number of grace. Five streams is pouring from up here at the trough down through here. See, now, when he says down through here, in blasphemous names, that chart was still up. But if you'll keep reading blasphemous names, he'll refer back to this chart. Okay, so he drew this and left it on the chalkboard. All right? That's what me and Daddy were talking about something the other day, and talking about the ministers changing Brother Brown's chart of Daniel 70 weeks to fit their revelation. Well, they've never changed this one. If Brother Brown was writing one, he's writing the other one.
That's right.
He's not wrong, brother. He's right. You just need a revelation. Each one of these ages had that rock confession. I'm sure he's pointing to each one. These saints are sleeping, waiting, see, until this age. So he's pointing right here. Right? On to this age. But soon the Holy Ghost, being poured out from Christ, will come and seal up the church. Then the church will be raptured. This. Alright? Now watch. It'll be a complete unit of God, a bride for Christ, who will be the head of all things. Which he's the head. That's called a headstone. Remember we were talking about last Sunday? He was the chief cornerstone, which is the same looking, you know, same looking rock. It's the pyramid down here. It's what goes up here. You just got to go through these developmental stages. Right. Now she was wondering, now in her dream, she was wondering, would this little stream ever get to the bottom? See, it was drying up. Now being that she herself, now here it is, what I want you to get to now. She herself was wondering about her own self, did she have the Holy Ghost? Now Shun saying this a few days ago, thinking the church would be spiritual enough to catch it, when he was preaching the statement of the perfect man. And maybe I better turn this tape off right now, because I don't want to get out this among brethren. But you can speak with tongues, shout, dance, cast out devils, do anything you want to, and still not have the Holy Ghost. Now, them Pentecostal people, they couldn't take that. They could not take a prophet telling them that. That's why they turned against it. And they can't today either. Okay? Because remember, Caiaphas was spiritual. Balaam was spiritual.
Right.
So you say, well, I'm spiritual. Okay. Your fruits are going to show which spirit you come from, because the devil is the most spiritual person in any realm except God.
That's right.
In any realm, the devil is the most spiritual person. That's why this is the most deceiving age, because it's come all the way down so close together that it would deceive the very elect if possible. Lord, many will come to me and say, Lord, I've cast out devils in your name, doing mighty works. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I didn't know you. Everybody know what that word know means? Same one as when Adam knew his wife Eve. So it's not a sexual relationship, but a It is a union between a husband and wife.
Right.
I never knew you as a wife. If he knows you as a wife, you're his. Right? So that's what the Bible's talking about. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I didn't know you. In other words, the Bible says, I never knew you. That's the correcting the prophet, but he was paraphrasing scripture. These things are not indications of the Holy Spirit. By their fruit you shall know them. Now you say, Brother Brown, we do. Should we speak with tongues? Absolutely. But these gifts of God without these virtues, listen, those gifts of God without these virtues in them makes a stumble block to the unbeliever. Listen to this. It's not accepted by God. That's a strong statement. I bet them Pentecostal people was red as that table. Their face was. Because see, they built everything on them speaking in tongues, shouting, and all that stuff. And he said, it's not accepted by God. And you know what some of them said? Who's he to say it's not accepted by God? But watch what he's saying. Watch how he goes down through here. Look, this has to be first.
Right.
And when you have faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly love, then the Holy Ghost comes down and seals you as a unit, the same as he seals the church ages as a unit. All right? The way he makes his bride is the way he makes his individual, made out of the same material, like Eve was made out of Adam, a rib from the side. Here is the things you have to have first. Now, I'm sure he's pointing to this chart. Here is the things you have to have church first. You can't impersonate them. You can't imitate them. They've got to be God-sent and God-born. Imitation only causes confusion.
That's right.
True.
All right? Power without character could turn somebody away from this message.
Right.
You got the power. The Holy Ghost is the power. You got the Holy Ghost, you got the power. But without character, it can be used against you. Okay? I want to warn you. Power without character is satanic. But power with character is fit to rule. There's your headstone.
Isn't it amazing, though, that so many people are drawn to that Pentecostal?
Yep. Same thing in the message. They do it in the message all the time. If you're not real Pentecostal, mm-hmm. they ain't going to have you. We'll finish this. Next Sunday, we need to go on up. Brother Danny's with us today, so give him some good amen.